Who is he?
He's an asshole, sir.
I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir. Asshole. Major Asshole.
And his cousin?
He's an asshole, too, sir. Gunner's mate, first class, Philip Asshole.
How many assholes we got on this ship, anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Okay, I have been trying to sit down and get this thing recorded all morning long, and nobody quit walking into my office while I'm trying to record. Okay, so you want to be a preservation contractor, part one. People have done dumber things and made money from it, so why not? I'm not going to knock anybody coming into the industry, and you got to admire the hustle. That's what we did starting out 20 years ago. It's a lot of work, and nowadays it seems like it's more work than what it used to be when we started, but I mean, it is still possible to make money in this industry. You just have to be smart, watch what you're doing, and make sure to protect yourself and your company. Number one, the first thing you need is to really talk to people that's been doing this for a long time. Some of them, yes, I know they're assholes. Some of us aren't. But get a basic idea of, you know, the business if you haven't done it before. I recommend starting out local before you go to a national. And by that, I mean go to different brokers and realtors in your area. You know, put ads locally, try to get local work, get familiar with it, see if this is something you actually even want to attempt. Doing a trash out for a broker, if it takes you a week and you don't like doing it, that's one thing. Doing a trash out for a national and you have 48 to 72 hours to turn it in, that's a whole different thing. Because a national will come back and fine you for not getting it done in that time frame, where a broker will be a little more lenient. But you may want to start off small. Not everybody wants to run out, you know, jump on the national bandwagon starting out. There are some good regionals. I'm not going to name any because I work for one regional. That's it. I'm really not familiar with some of them, and I'm really going to leave my opinions off of some of them. There are some good companies, there's some horrible companies, and then there's people on Facebook that just want to bend you over and, you know, give you the business and never pay you to begin with. So just be careful, ask questions. You know, there's a lot of people that are willing to help you understand, to get started. And at the same time, there's a lot of people who want to take advantage of you and make you work while they reap the rewards. But if you do decide to go into the industry, make sure you have a basic general knowledge of a home. I have had people, you know, come in and talk to me wanting a job, and they actually, I've wondered if some of them have ever even walked into a home before. I thought they lived maybe in a tent somewhere out in the woods. A general, you know, knowledge of construction is a plus, because you're going to need it whether you believe it or not. You're going to have PCR forms to fill out, you know, all kinds of questions to answer, and you've got to come up with something. Like I said, you got to watch yourself, because at any given time, somebody can try to hold you liable for something you don't report. Number two, whatever you do, make sure you have the equipment to do the job you're signing on to do. You don't have to have the greatest equipment. You don't have to go out and buy an $80,000 truck and a $20,000 dump trailer. You know, when my wife and I started off, we were towing with an old beat-up Chevy truck and a 5x8 landscape trailer that I bought from Craigslist for $400. That's all the money we had. But it is possible. You don't need, you know, $20,000 zero turn starting out. I don't really recommend a push mower, but I mean, if that's what you got, hey, you got to race with what you brought to the track, right? I do recommend at least a riding type mower. No, it doesn't have to be expensive. And like I said, you don't have to have a $10,000 to $20,000 zero turn starting out, because if you're starting with a regional, chances are, you go in debt, you know, $10,000 to buy that zero turn, it's going to take you a while to pay that thing off. And don't let anybody give you the volume pitch. There's so many people on the internet says, oh, we've got the volume. We've got the volume. No, they really don't. It's 2019. The economy's stable. I mean, defaults are starting to peak in some states and some cities. But it's not nationwide. So don't buy into the entire, oh, we've got volume, you can make up for it speech. Safeguard to this day loves to run that same speech. And a lot of people online do too. Which, the thing about people online, if you've got people that are posing as regionals, saying they're hiring all over the country, be cautious. You know, ask for their information first. Run a background check on them. It's free. Believe it or not, you don't have to pay a ton of money. Google is an amazing device. Put their name into Google. There is all sorts of different state-ran websites. You can find info on these people. It's in your best interest to do exactly that before you send them any type of info. I have a friend of mine. I'm not going to name any names. Somehow, all these so-called Facebook regionals had gotten a hold of his Aspen Grove number and was using it on his properties, and so were his so-called subs. So just be careful who you send your information to, especially on Facebook. There are so many fake profiles out here, so many locked profiles, and if it's a fake profile or it's locked, there's a good reason. You can go to my profile, you can see anything you want to see, because I don't care and I've got nothing to hide. Just really be cautious on who you talk to and who you send any type of info over to. But I'm not going to bore you any more today. That is part one. I just wanted to see if the first one goes any better. I'll be back next week with episode two, and we'll get into more of what you need for insurance and all that great, exciting stuff. Have a good afternoon, and thanks for listening.